it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country, and guess what? We love them. They love us back. But it's all about radio on the go, how we go about it, and everything in between. It's the devices, it's the websites, and every way you can get the Spano and Black Attack and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Tell them about it, Joe.
All right, Bob, I will do just that. There are a myriad of ways to take radio on the go, and that's what it's all about in 2016. Great ways to use your devices. Start with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, as well as on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. That's sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of and a few you can't, be they Android, be they Apple, be they PC, or even just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. It's a versatile app you can download to any device you can think of. There's a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio, and of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other programming on Sports Byline each and every day.
Indeed they do. It's a relationship we're very proud to be a part of, and we'll continue it for a long time to come.
Exactly right, Bob. And we got a big show on tap today, and on the other side, we'll set the table for it and start knocking things down for this big Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. You can weigh in at 800-878-PLAY or with your tweets at Span56, at BobBlack71, or at SportsByline USA. On the other side, we'll set the table, start knocking things down. That's all next on the attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone, and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast, at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. And we got a lot to talk about today, a lot of catching up to do from over the weekend, and a very high-profile guest later on in the show.
Exactly right, Bob. Obviously, hour one going to be dominated by Final Four from NRG Stadium down in Houston, and we'll recap both matchups from the Final Four weekend, give you our thoughts, our takeaways from the Final Four Saturday of action, and also take this opportunity, of course, to preview the national title game, which takes place this evening, a little after 9 o'clock Eastern time on TBS. And then as we roll into hour two, we'll get Rick Fox's take on this, the former North Carolina basketball star and 10-year NBA vet. We'll talk to him about his take on what he saw on Saturday and what he expects to see tonight at NRG Stadium in Houston. So really all of hour one, and then into hour two, we'll talk a lot of college basketball. As I said, 10 after hour number two, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time, Rick Fox will join us, the North Carolina legend and star, and former NBA player, and we'll get his take on everything from the Final Four. Then after that, we'll kind of roll into a little recap of the opening Sunday of Major League Baseball, and now full opening day, I guess, is today. It takes them 3 days to get opening day done, but we'll talk a little Major League Baseball, and if time permits, we'll get to the latest on the doings as far as Colin Kaepernick heading to Denver or not heading to Denver.
Yes, indeed, we will. And we got to go back to Houston, my friend.
Well, that's where we're going to go. Houston, Texas, NRG Stadium, the site of the 2016 NCAA Men's Final Four. And we expected one potentially classic game and one so-so game. And what we got was one so-so game and one epic blowout. And what you didn't get in this year's NCAA Final Four was, at least on those two Saturday matchups in the national semifinals, is you didn't get that instant classic game. You didn't get those, I guess, from a pure, what do you call, from a pure excitement standpoint, you didn't get those oh my moments. And, you know, the action in and of itself, as far as the outcome of the games, was not very much in doubt as these games moved along. So from that standpoint, I guess, these games not being all that competitive was somewhat disappointing viewing and at times dull viewing. But there was something pretty cool in watching the clinics put on by the two winning teams, particularly Villanova. And I guess that's some solace you can take out of it. You watched a Villanova team that put on a clinic, put out there a classic effort, and was a beautiful game to watch just from their offensive efficiency and what they did on defense. And I guess watching what they did and how they dismantled Oklahoma was something that you could take solace in and actually enjoy viewing on Saturday night. And the way they played and the way Carolina played leads you to believe that we could have a terrific national final tonight.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair statement. There was a lot of joy in the neighborhood where I was. I was sitting in a room full of Villanova graduates and fans. So they could have won by 100-1, and they would have been very happy and cheered throughout the whole thing. But I think you make a great point about if you're a basketball aficionado, the way that this Villanova team just literally took out a scalpel and dissected Oklahoma. And that's really what it was. It was the frog on the table. And it was classic. They got performances out of everybody. The shooting was off the hook. They damn near matched their 85 championship shooting level. And they did what they did. Efficiency, defense, inside-outside game, turning people over, and, of course, never missing free throws, 14 out of 19, and the Scrubs missed two of them. So, you know, it was an all-around wonderful effort by Villanova, and unfortunately for Oklahoma, it was just one of those games. Boy, you pick the worst time on the worst stage at the worst moment to show up and lay an egg. Most of it was Villanova. Some of it was just Oklahoma not showing up and having a good game.
Well, you know what they say, live by the three, die by the three. It's why a lot of people, including myself, thought that Oklahoma would be hard-pressed to win six games in this tournament. They played great for most of the first four games in this tournament. Well, they moved from arenas to a big stadium. Looks like their shooter's eye abandons them to a great degree. Villanova has no such issues. Villanova puts on a clinic, and you are the wrong team at the wrong time. And really, it's a dominating, dismantling effort by Villanova over Oklahoma. I mean, it was a record-setting blowout that really, in so many ways, provided zero drama. I mean, 44-point margin of victory in a Final Four game is a record for one Final Four matchup. And it's interesting. This was a tight game. You know, you watch this game unfold, and for the first 10 minutes, it was a tight game that featured 11 lead changes, and OU was right in this one. Oklahoma goes scoreless over the final 6 minutes, and that was really the end of that, as there was no looking back. And as good as Villanova was down the stretch of the first half to take control, they were even better and more dominant in the second half, on their way to that 95-51 victory, which was an absolute trouncing of OU. And again, it's another one of these off-the-charts offensive efficiency games for Villanova. You know, we've talked about it a lot. You know, throughout this tournament, they've been the most efficient offensive team in the tournament. Well, this one in a Final Four was epic. I mean, 71.5% from the field, 61% from three on 11 for 18, 14 assists, 11 turnovers. I mean, just a monster and dominating effort that Oklahoma had no answer to on either end of the floor. Their shots weren't going. They could not stop the Villanova guards, whether it was on the perimeter taking jump shots, in the mid-range game taking jump shots, off the bounce for dribble penetration. And they didn't even have answers on the interior for Daniel Ochefu, who we talk about as a nice college big, but a fourth-option type player on this team offensively. And Ladin and Spangler had no answers for Ochefu, to the point where guards were having to come double down on Ochefu at points in this game, and that opened up the perimeter even more for these Villanova perimeter players, who just dominated and beat the OU perimeter players off the bounce more times than I can name. It was just a dismantling. Everything from open threes to dribble penetration where OU didn't stop the ball, to a dominating post effort by Ochefu, a complete domination on the offensive end, and as pretty an offensive game as you will ever see by a team in a Final Four. And their effort on the defensive end wasn't far behind, as OU just had no answers.
Yep. And, you know, every once in a while you get one of those players, and for them it was Josh Hart. He was unconscious. Everything he put up went in. You know, the inside work spoke for itself, but he hit a couple of threes that were just, you know, with hands in his face, and it just the range was off the hook. And when you got a guy that's like that in a game and everything he throws up is going in, it makes the job easier. You know, he contributed to it as well, just from the fact that he just wasn't missing.
That three was insane. His 1-3 of the game, one for one from deep. But that three was just a prayer, and it went down. And, you know, 10 for 12 from the field, 2 for 3 from the line. Chips in with 8 rebounds, but 3 on the offensive end. You know, they're perimeter players, and you talked about it, you know, leading up to this game. Their guards dig. Their perimeter players dig in, and they go dig for rebounds, and that was a huge factor in Villanova controlling the glass as well.
Yep, no question about it. Although, you know, it was interesting, and we need to pick this up on the other side. There was something that happened in that game. If you're a Villanova fan, don't be too thrilled about it. I'll explain it on the other side.
I know where you're going. I think it's an apt point as far as something to be concerned about if you're taking on a big team like North Carolina. I don't know how much I'd read into it, though, Bob, and we'll dissect that on the other side. Take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We're talking Oklahoma, Villanova, and before we went to the break, I threw it up there. I'm sure you know what it is. But, Joe, although the statistics say that Villanova out-rebounded Oklahoma, at the very beginning of the second half, Oklahoma was crashing the boards hard. They could not convert any of their second chance shots. If that opportunity presents itself for North Carolina, I would believe that Carolina would convert those second chance opportunities.
Well, I think North Carolina will beat up Villanova on the boards to at least some degree. The volume of bigs and talented bigs that they can throw at people, Villanova has a little size, but they don't have an answer for the volume of big people that North Carolina can throw at them. And really, I don't put too much into it because overall, Villanova won the battle of the boards in this one. I understand Oklahoma won the battle on the offensive glass 16-7, but literally 7 or 8 of those rebounds all came on 2 possessions early in the second half, and I believe they netted 0 points for Oklahoma. So it was one of those short little windows of a couple of possessions within this 40-minute basketball game where Oklahoma was able to hit the boards. Beyond those 2 possessions, Villanova won the battle of the boards, an awful lot of one and done for Oklahoma. And outside of that one run, the edge on the offensive boards was really minimal. And unfortunately for Oklahoma, they couldn't cash in. But it really wouldn't have changed the game that much in that literally of those 16 offensive boards, literally half of them, 8 of them, came on 2 possessions where Oklahoma could not cash in for any points. So I think that winning the battle on the offensive glass is somewhat deceiving in that if you actually really watched, it's 16 offensive boards, but half of them literally were on 2 to 3 possessions that even if OU converts on 2 or all 3 of those, I don't think it's doing much to change this game because it wasn't the thorough dominance on the boards for 40 minutes the way North Carolina dominated Syracuse in the second of these 2 matchups on the boards, on the offensive glass, turned it into points, and just Syracuse had no answers. It was a little short run for a couple of minutes, and OU wasn't able to convert at all.
Yeah, well, you know, between, and look, I agree with it, and like I said, I'm looking for something in here. However, it was still at the point where it was a 10-point game, a 12-point game, 14-point game, where they were getting offensive rebounds from their guards. Cousins missed some threes. Heald missed a couple of jump shots and a couple of threes. And, you know, they had opportunities to get it down below double digits, which when you're playing in the kind of game that they were playing, and you're Lon Kruger, you go in at halftime, that's your goal. Get it within reach. And let's get it to an 8-point margin, a 7-point margin, something along those lines. Look, I'm not saying it would have changed the outcome of the game. Villanova was completely dominant. But if they had turned around and at the 17-minute mark, they were sitting at 8 points or 7 points instead of 14 points, I don't know that we're having a different conversation, but it might have ended up being a much more competitive basketball game. They did have their opportunities to get it close, and they were beating Villanova on the boards at that point on the offensive end. But, you know, they couldn't translate it. They couldn't convert. And then they were off to the races and they got blown out.
I guess my takeaway from it is more, it was no sustained dominance on the boards. It was a 2-minute win. It was a 2-minute window that was a grand total of 3 or 4 possessions. So the number is extremely deceiving, and it really didn't look like much of a game changer. Villanova solidly up double digits, heading towards 20. Maybe if OU converts a couple of these, they make it a little closer, and perhaps things are a little different. But if you're trying to look for something where you're saying, oh, boy, they're going to get decimated by Carolina on the boards, well, that may happen anyway. And I really just don't take very much away from OU's one little rash of work on the offensive boards because it was only over a small group of possessions. And beyond that, there really was no dominance. And a lot of those second and third and fourth chances were the fact that they could not put bunnies back. You know, they missed 2 and 3 little bunnies, and they were tip-ins and tip-ins. So I don't really know how much I take away from that momentary OU dominance on the glass, Bob.
Yeah, I did just because of the fact of it was right at that point after halftime where they could have gotten themselves back into it. Like I said, I don't think it was going to change the outcome of the game. but I was looking more towards Carolina. They already have the size advantage. And if they're able to crash the boards in sequences like that, where it's a 2 and 3 minute bop, where they're in there, they're dominating on the inside, and they're putting back everything, Villanova could end up having its hands full. And I think it's something that their coaching staff needs to be concerned about a little bit, because the size difference is significant. They're going to have, and, you know, are they going to shoot at 71% again?
Well, the size difference that Carolina has over just about everybody in college basketball this year is significant. They dominate pretty well everybody on the interior. The question with Carolina is, will you be able to get the threes to go, and will you bring your defense for 40 minutes? And we'll kind of get to the preview in a second. But let's kind of wrap up this Villanova dismantling of OU, and it was a thorough dismantling. And, you know, again, we saw everything out of their guards, from digging to rebounds to driving to the cup to being smart enough to take mid-range shots to having their threes go. We even saw, as I said, and I think this was a huge factor that started to turn this game and really open things up for Villanova, the fact that in the early going, OU had no real answers for Daniel Ochefu, and you saw them having to double down with guards.
Yeah.
And that opened up the entire floor for these Villanova perimeter players, and they started driving to the cup, and Villanova and OU wasn't able to stop the ball. And then you got those real open look threes, and they started falling. You were smart to take advantage of mid-range opportunities. And then you were just off and running as far as the offensive efficiency. And again, everybody chipped in. Booth chipped in for 4 for 6 from the field, 2 for 2 from deep. You know, we talked about Mikal Bridges, and he was a wild card for me on the defensive end of the floor. I didn't think he was going to give them 11 points in his 23 minutes on 3 for 4 shooting. That was an added bonus. It was just everybody chipped in an almost flawless offensive display that netted 95 points. For Oklahoma, you had the best player on the floor coming into the game. He was far from great. He just could not get his shot to fall. And again, this is a perimeter-oriented and dominated OU team who struggles to find a lot of other ways to score. You end up playing, instead of an arena, in a huge football stadium. Maybe the shooter's eye has a lot to do with it, but you shoot 31.7% from the field. You only shoot 22% from three, just 6 for 27 from deep. You don't even try and do anything on the interior, only getting to the free throw line 11 times.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Buddy Hield is limited to 9 points. You put one guy in double figures, which is Jordan Woodard, with 12. And it really was, the numbers do tell the story. A thorough, thorough dismantling of OU by a Villanova team that, from the beginning of this tournament till this point, has played the best ball of any team in this tournament. They've been great offensively in almost every game. And through the last half of this tournament, they've been great defensively as well. And in many ways, their work on the perimeter and having enough on the interior, they're going to give Carolina more, all that they want, I think maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, I think it's a distinct possibility. They play as a unit, hand in glove. Everybody steps up, or at least they have during the course of the tournament. I think you make a great point. And I think, to be fair to Carolina, it's the two teams playing the best basketball. I think it's 1 and 1A. And if that ends up being the case, we could be in for one hell of a basketball game. Are they going to shoot at 71%? No, I don't think so. But they're going to create mismatches against Carolina. There's going to be some issues, and Carolina will do the same for Villanova. It was just amazing how a team that had been so dominated early in the season completely flipped it and put Oklahoma away, and Oklahoma just did not have a chance. They were done.
It's a lot like we talked about as we were previewing this matchup. Two different teams in two different places. How much you could take away from that matchup, you know, in Hawaii, not much, because Villanova playing great ball, they dominated. And really, in many ways, kind of that's your takeaway from such a disappointing, in many ways, Final Four, where, you know, first time since 08, they're both games end in double digits. Usually you get one of the two games at least as a classic in the Final Four. Neither of these were classic as far as a compelling outcome. But to watch Villanova play and the artistry with which they played, that was kind of the consolation prize in that you got to see, you know, you got to see the Mona Lisa be painted on on the court at NRG Stadium on Saturday night. And the way they played, it leads you to believe that they can give the most talented team in America a run for their money in the national finals, and we probably won't see another blowout. Bob, I think we're going to see a pretty compelling and exciting matchup. I certainly think each side has advantages that they can exploit, especially the very talented North Carolina Tar Heels.
Yeah, I think it's fair, and as we start to do the breakdown, we'll certainly get into that. But, you know, again, I think Mona Lisa artistry is a pretty damn good way to describe it. That coaching staff and what those players did was something that should be cherished. And if I'm a basketball coach, I think I show it to my team each and every year on how to play winning basketball.
Well, on the other side, Bob, we'll break down why UNC is going to be Villanova's opponent in the national title game. We'll do that next here on The Attack. No flipping.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844, 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This is painful for every single one of us. There are a couple guys crying in the locker room right now.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Span 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. We're talking to some college basketball, and Villanova, North Carolina is our matchup, and has the potential to be a classic.
I think it does. We've said that a couple of times in this tournament. Sometimes we've been disappointed. But I think that North Carolina-Villanova matchup is going
it
to be dynamite.
It does have a potential to be a classic. And, you know, we're going to break it down for you. And any last thoughts as far as the matchup itself we'll get into. And then we have Rick Fox at 5 after the hour, 10 after hour 2, to bring him on board as well, Joe.
You're absolutely right, Bob. And again, as I said, you know,
we seem to have lost Joe for a second. When you look at matchups, sometimes these blowouts just happen. And, you know, this is what goes on sometimes. And it's unfortunate for Oklahoma. It's nothing to take away from their season. Look, they'll live with this for a long time. But that being said, it is one of those things where, you know, unfortunately, they just wrong place, wrong time, wrong team. They got whooped. And, you know, look, as they go forward, they'll deal with it. You know, they'll regroup. A lot of the guys are moving on. Lon Kruger has something to recruit with. And that's a program. They got him a program down in Norman now. So, you know, with all that being said, you know, you just hope they're able to maintain their momentum going forward. This isn't the way you want to end a season. But, you know, nothing you could do. You got dominated on all ends. You know, how Kruger dealt with his team, I thought was pretty impressive. And Heald and Cousins and all the guys afterwards when they did their interviews were classy in what they did. So, you know, it's you deal with it. It's the way it goes sometimes. +1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. And, you know, we're having a little technical issue here, but we'll get it done. You know, again, I want to let Joe get back on before we start discussing it so we don't end up repeating ourselves. But, you know, again, you try not to focus on the losing team all the time. You know, obviously, they took their beating, they're going home. But when nothing goes right, and it was one of those games where absolutely nothing went right, it's you just kind of lick your wounds, go back. You know, I was reading the articles in the Daily Oklahoman after the game, and it was done in a pretty classy manner all the way around. Nobody beating them up on the game itself. They recognized what happened. They ran into a buzzsaw in Villanova that was just all over it. And this is what goes on sometimes. It's, you know, you do the best you can. When you're going up against 71% shooting and nobody missing a shot the entire game, they were actually threatening the 85% mark at one point in time. And they brought in a couple of the scrubs. And, you know, that's the way it went down. But, you know, it's you move on. It's all you can do. Like I said, some of their best players are going to be moving on. So there's going to be room to grow. The 12 itself is competitive. And what else can you say about that game? For Villanova, you know, look, I would think that the hardest job for Jay Wright is going to be just the ability to keep this team, I don't want to say focused, you're going into the national championship game, but he knows that they can't shoot it as well as they did in the semifinal. You got to get that across. It's a new challenge. They're not going to take any team lightly, so that's not the direction I'm going. Don't take it that way. However, getting them to recognize that you're not going to shoot 71% in the final game. And just, you know, recognizing your flaws, because they were flawless the other night, Joe. They do have some limitations as a basketball team. They got to get them refocused and get them ready for tonight.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. But we should talk a little bit about how Carolina got here, too. We've spent an entire almost hour on Villanova and what they did, and they did paint the Mona Lisa. But
all right,
before we get
like
to
I said, we're having
previewing
some technical glitch.
And I understand. Bob, you have me? Oh. Basically, when you look at it, we've got to kind of talk about how Carolina got here. And I think that's the big issue. You know, that's one of the issues. We've spent the entire hour here talking about the Mona Lisa that Villanova did paint. It's fair, because they did a great job, and they gave us the compelling storyline from Saturday that wasn't loaded with them. And it was the artistry with which they dominated Oklahoma. But let's talk about, you know, North Carolina, the lone remaining number one team in this tournament, and how they dismantled a number 10 seed in Syracuse 83-66. And in many ways, this was just about what everybody expected. Carolina's just a better team. That's the truth of the matter. They didn't even play their best, and they led by 11 at the half. And they make 1 3-point field goal. They could not get their threes to go down at all. And in a college game, that's extremely important. And yet they still led this one at halftime by double digits. They dominated on the interior. They dominated on the glass. You know, 50-32 edge in points and paint. That's huge. 16 points on 16 offensive rebounds. That really tells the story in this one. In that it wasn't that Carolina was toying with Syracuse. They're just so much better than Syracuse that this one was just about what we expected. They dominated on the interior, even not playing their best ball through the first half where they couldn't get a three to fall. They were leading by 11, Bob.
Yep, absolutely true. And the funny thing was about Syracuse, Joe, their guys who needed to perform, performed. You know, Cooney had a terrific game. Benajay had a terrific game. I mean, you know, not brilliant, but he was good. You know, Richardson stepped up in a big way. And they still were, and you used the phrase toyed with there for a second. They were, in a way, kind of toyed with. It was a slow, deliberate process in which North Carolina, the more talented team, just piece by piece, took them apart.
They took over about halfway through the first half. It was a double-digit lead at halftime again, as I said, despite the fact that they didn't hit 1-3. And then in the second half, Syracuse got on a little run where they trimmed it to 7. And all of a sudden, North Carolina started hitting a couple outside shots. Marcus Page hits a couple of big threes. Carolina goes on another run as soon as Syracuse closes within 7 with about 10 minutes left, and forget about it. The last 5 minutes of this game was, you know, was garbage time as North Carolina really cruised to the 83-66 victory. And they did a masterful job. And we talked about it, you know, previewing this game. The fact that these two are conference foes that face each other each and every year. Carolina and Roy Williams are very familiar with the 2-3 zone of Jim Boeheim, and they know what they have to do to have success breaking that 2-3 zone and getting good opportunities. And they used a lot of Bryce Johnson, a little bit of Kennedy Meeks, and a little bit of Isaiah Hicks in the high post, and they did a masterful job there in the high post of getting good opportunities, not only for their guards, but for their fellow interior mates. Particularly Bryce Johnson did a great job of hitting the jump shot from the high post, making some real good passes. He was very, very effective for them, Bryce Johnson, not only with what he did with numbers, but just some of the other things in facilitating the offense of others out of that high post. And that was the way Carolina with their bigs really broke this 2-3 zone. Syracuse used the press only when they were desperate, down big,
yep.
as the game moved along. It helped them a little bit, didn't help them a lot, because as we talked about going into this one, I don't know that you really want to speed Carolina up. And they didn't have all that much trouble breaking this press. And really, last 5 minutes was garbage time as North Carolina rolled in impressive fashion. But here's the thing most impressive, 83-66 over a team that wore Cinderella's slipper all the way through this tournament. And the truth is, unlike Villanova, who you talked about, they have nothing else to give. They probably cannot play as well as they played the national semifinal against OU. Carolina can actually play better.
Yeah.
They played well, but they can actually play better. They can shoot better than 4-for-17 from three. You know, there's room for them to play better. They didn't win the battle on the offensive boards. They did a better job of converting their offensive rebounds, and they won the overall battle on the boards. But they allowed Syracuse 16 offensive rebounds, and Carolina has even more to give than they gave against Syracuse, and that could be a little pitfall for Villanova in this upcoming matchup.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair statement. You know, and the other aspect of it, Joe, is just it. You know, with a team as talented as North Carolina, you're rare in using the phrase workmanlike. But as I was watching this, it was kind of a workmanlike situation. They had more talent. They were better at pretty much every aspect of the game except shooting threes. And they were able to just very slowly and methodically dismantle a very good Syracuse team, but a Syracuse team that just flat out is not as talented as the North Carolina Tar Heels. And when you look at the balance of the game, how everybody who you would expect or hope would contribute for North Carolina, they did exactly that. Everybody contributed in some form or another in the course of this game. And if they can up that just a little bit in the championship game, whoo, oh my God, look out.
But there's room for that because they didn't shoot the three particularly well until late, right. And it helped them get on that second run. Defense was very good in this one, don't get me wrong. Malachi Richardson was good for Syracuse, and Cooney had a nice effort. But they took Syracuse's best player, Michael Benajay, and they didn't take him out of the game, and they didn't render him ineffective, but he was far from great, and he was far from what Syracuse needed him to be in this game to win. I know a lot of people looked at Malachi Richardson as a key, and that freshman's going to be special on the college level. But Syracuse's best player is Michael Benajay, and that veteran and that senior, they needed him to be at his best and have one of his more dominating efforts if they were going to win. They didn't get that out of him, and Syracuse fell to North Carolina. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around hour number one here on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack and start looking ahead to hour two. That's all next. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I just get it through your heads that the pressure's on. For you, I just wouldn't give a nickel.
Welcome back to the Attack and talking some NCAA basketball. North Carolina, Villanova. And, you know, it has the potential, styles being what they are, of being a true classic. We're going to explore it on the other side with Rick Fox. Get into a little bit more, and then move on to other things.
Well, basically what I figure we'll do for hour two, obviously at 10 after hour two, 9, 10 a.m. Eastern time, we'll, as you said, we'll take a look back and then a look ahead and explore it with Rick Fox. We should actually dive into the game a little bit ourselves and give our quick breakdown in that middle segment. And then, as you said, at 40 after the hour, it's fair game. We can take a little look at Major League Baseball, as there were three games on Sunday, a bunch today. Bunch more tomorrow, and by the end of the day Tuesday, all 30 teams will have finally opened their 2016 season. And time permitting, we'll get into the latest on Colin Kaepernick going or not going to the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
And that'll pretty much be the rundown of hour number two, Bob.
A little bit of drama with Denver
really.
And Kaepernick. No, with Denver and Kaepernick. I mean, it's
not a whole lot of drama. It's some really lousy reporting is what it really boils down to. You know, you have everybody floating it out there that they're near a deal. They're not near a deal at all.
Nope.
Because basically, the long and short of it, and we'll get into it more in hour two, Kaepernick's not giving Denver a discount because his money's guaranteed. He's got nothing to gain. I don't think San Francisco is going to pay a piece of his salary in order to move him over just to get a fourth-round pick. So basically, there's no framework of a deal, and they're no closer than they were a while ago. But a lot of this shoddy reporting and the zeal to be first makes everybody couch it as though there is a deal in place. No real drama. All drama manufactured, perhaps, by shoddy reporting.
Well, that's the direction I was going in.
Yep. That's a wrap for hour one. We're going to step aside for the news right now on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Then we'll come at you with a big hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
More than two dozen people killed in a wave of suicide attacks across Iraq, the deadliest one happening 200 miles east of Baghdad, killing more than a dozen people. Hillary Clinton claims the FBI has yet to contact her during an investigation into her use of a private email server while Secretary of State.
Back in August,
we made clear that I'm happy to answer any questions that anybody might have, and I stand by that.
She does admit that using that server was a mistake. Donald Trump calls on Ohio Governor John Kasich to drop out of the presidential race and quit stealing delegates. This ahead of tomorrow's Wisconsin primary, where there are 42 Republican delegates up for grabs. Amtrak back to normal operations along the Northeast Corridor after a deadly accident outside Philadelphia. Two construction workers killed, more than 30 people injured when a train hits a backhoe on the tracks yesterday. This is USA Radio News.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at ConservativeTribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
The recent terror attacks in Brussels topping the agenda when the president hosts the head of NATO at the White House today. Vice President Joe Biden also taking part in the meeting. Efforts to combat ISIS will be discussed along with the refugee crisis in Europe. It was windy in the east yesterday as a springtime festival canceled after high winds collapsed two tents and damaged others. This woman says the heavy winds making for a scary scene in her neighborhood.
As I looked out, the tops of the trees were just swaying, and I thought, where should I go?
The National Park Service announcing the Cherry Blossom Festival closed as a result of heavy winds affecting the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia areas. The Major League Baseball marathon is on. We get details from Randy Fuller.
Sunday was baseball's opening day with three games in which the Royals, Pirates, and Blue Jays won. The rest of the league sees action today with 12 games on the slate, including the Padres playing host to Southern California rivals, the Dodgers, at Petco Park. I'm Randy Fuller.
And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Have you been to ConservativeTribune.com? Now, this is one of the most visited news sites in the entire world, and the reason is simple. ConservativeTribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news. They're unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At ConservativeTribune.com, they don't make apologies for who they are or what they say. And if you're looking for more than just boring stories and simple thought, you go to ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer says the Department of Homeland Security needs to work faster to begin testing explosives detectors that can sense bomb compounds.
What are we waiting for? I want it to be done now. I want it to be done in more than one or two places. I wouldn't mind if it's New York. And then implement it as long as it works ASAP.
A University of Rhode Island researcher developing an electronic trace detection system that can pick up explosive vapors, including bomb-making materials. Donald Trump says he's not holding his breath for endorsements from his rivals who have dropped out. USA Radio's Anthony Lucero has the story.
I hit them very hard. They hit me very hard, honestly. I hit them really hard. I don't know that they're going to endorse me. And you know what? Honestly, I don't want to put any pressure on them. If they don't feel like it, they don't have to.
While speaking on Fox News, the GOP presidential frontrunner brushed off the idea that endorsements from former candidates would have much impact on his campaign. He also repeated his claims that he will not be asking his closest rival, Ted Cruz, for his endorsement if he does become the nominee. Recent polls show that Trump is trailing Cruz among Wisconsin voters ahead of the state's primary on Tuesday. I'm Anthony Lucero.
Google is pulling a smartphone app developed by the Taliban. The company announcing over the weekend it's removing the app the terrorist group designed to increase its global visibility. A Google spokeswoman saying that the app is no longer available from the company's Play Store. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
You're a racist!
Who the hell is... I knew this was going to happen.
Trump's a racist!
What are you doing, Larry?
I heard if I yelled that, they'd give me $5,000.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
And as usual, the check's in the mail. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Senator Roberto
Alvarez. President Bernie Sanders.
I think I'd rather have President Larry David. 1-800-878-PLAYS, phone number at Span56, at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. We got a lot to talk about in hour two. We're going to start it off with Rick Fox, of course, and get his take on the championship matchup and talk about some of the stuff he's doing with Wendy's. We like Wendy's.
Exactly right there. Exactly right there, Bob. And from there, our take. You know, we've bounced it around a little bit, but mostly in hour one, we focused on recapping the Saturday action in the Final Four. After we're done with Rick, in the middle of the three segments in our big segments in hour number two, we'll mix it up amongst ourselves and preview the national finals in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament as only we can. And then from there, we'll move on to other news around the world of sports, primarily focusing on Colin Kaepernick. Is he going to the Broncos? Is he not going to the Broncos? And a little Major League Baseball as well. So that's pretty well the rundown of this second hour on this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. And you could check us out in a number of different places. Everything from sportsbyline.com to iHeartRadio to TuneIn Radio to Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces always check out the Spano and Black Attack and all the other great programming on Sports Byline, Bob.
Indeed they do. And, you know, I'm sure many of them had the opportunity to watch the games over the course of the weekend, and that's a little taste of home, and we try to do the same thing and bring you a taste of home from here as well.
Well, on the other side, Rick Fox, former North Carolina Tar Heel great and NBA player for a decade, joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money.
call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, and we're joined by Rick Fox. Rick Fox, great NBA player, University of North Carolina as well, and now involved with Wendy's, as the number four is going to come into play a lot during the course of this conversation. Welcome, Rick. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, back at you. Happy times for you. I mean, not only your team being there, but you have a terrific event going on down in Houston.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get to explain it a little bit here in the Attack.
I do. Well, I think you know it's the Final Four today. And seeing that it's a pivotal time in college basketball season, which I love to celebrate every year, I'm down here in Houston where the game goes off tonight with my Tar Heels. So I'm rooting heavily for them. But I'm excited because it's April 4th, as you know. And in college, I wore the number 44 with the heels, but I also wore it in high school, and then I wore it in the pros. So I have a little bit of a love for the number four, you could say, carrying that 44 jersey. I tried to wear it at the Lakers, but Jerry West had it. It was in the rafters there, so I had to kind of let it go there for a second. But today, though, I ran into Wendy's, and we're celebrating the crispy chicken BLT option. So they just added it to the 4-for-4 meal. So I'd kind of say that between the Final Four and my Tar Heels and Wendy's hooking it up like this, giving a meal package that doesn't break your wallet for the fans out there, I'd say the stars have aligned today for me. So I'm pretty fired up.
Oh, I think you should be. I mean, the Wendy's 4-for-$4 meal is a great thing and a great menu selection option. But what do you say we head on the court a little bit and talk about what we saw first on Saturday, then we'll look ahead to Monday, and then we'll perhaps, time permitting, take you into a pro locker room for just a couple of minutes.
Sure thing.
Let's start, of course, with North Carolina's workmanlike effort over Syracuse. A game they really controlled for the most part, top to tail, outside of a little run by Syracuse in the middle of the second half. And Carolina, to me, looked like they had even more to give than they did. They didn't shoot the ball from deep particularly well until late. And it just looked like they could play even better than they did, yet they dominated Syracuse pretty handily. Your thoughts on what we saw from North Carolina Saturday night?
Well, I would say the interior play continues to be the strength of this team, and they shot 51% from the floor for the fourth consecutive game now in the NCAA tournament. So that's impressive because it allows them to control the paint, where I believe is, especially in the college game, if you can get to from a rebounding standpoint, from a percentage standpoint, we aren't in the pros, so you're not running around with a ton of proficient deep ball shooters, as you would say. And that has been their strength. And so I saw it again there, outside of Marcus Page having an explosive three-point performance to get to the Final Four. I think as long as they continue to anchor themselves with the play of the bigs down in the paint there and then have solid guard play from Marcus and Theo Pinson and Joel Berry and Justin Jackson, I mean, they'll be fine.
You know, it's interesting, Rick, preseason obviously being what it is, most people felt that Carolina had the most talented team in the country.
Right.
A couple of bumps along the way, but since they've gotten into this tournament, and I don't want to say they're comfortable because you never get comfortable in a tournament when you're one and done, but there's a quiet confidence, it seems, about this team that they really now believe that they do have the most talented team, and they believe in each other, and it seems like it's translating onto the court.
Yeah, I love seeing that because it resembles so much of what I recall in my days as a Tar Heel playing under Dean Smith and Bill Guthridge, individuals that laid the foundation. Roy Williams actually recruited me to come be a part of this storied college traditional there in North Carolina, and it still to this day carries the the staples of the way the game should be played, making your teammate better, playing within yourself, following the system, playing both ends of the floor. And so I think when you put on that Tar Heel blue and you step out on that floor, I mean, we're the only school right now. I guess we have the record for the most Final Four appearances with 19. There's a huge, rich history there that comes before you that these young men are carrying on that legacy. And so I'm actually really proud of them.
Those are the dulcet tones of former North Carolina great and NBA veteran Rick Fox joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack and taking this opportunity to brag on his North Carolina Tar Heels.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Let's flip to the earlier matchup, and really in many ways, and we talked about this a lot in hour one. Boy, Villanova painted as perfect a picture. It was like the painting of the Mona Lisa. What they did was artistry out there against a good OU team. What did you see from them in that beautiful effort against OU that leads you to believe they may be able to give North Carolina some trouble, whether it be guard play, whether it be Ochefu on the interior? What did you see that really impressed you about Villanova that makes this potentially a real good matchup tonight?
Well, I saw a dogged defensive approach that was relentless. The guard play was extremely impressive. But more importantly, they did not let up. There was not a complacency at any point in that game, that 40-minute stretch of basketball. I had a lot of love and support for Buddy Hield of Oklahoma, but they fell short. And it had to be a confidence builder for Villanova, knowing that they were heading on to the Final Four, but having played the way they played, because it just shows you when an individual group of guys collectively focus in and play the game the way the game plan is orchestrated by the coach, and stay focused and not get lost in the moment, there's a chance that they can have a moment like that. It was really, obviously, as the Sooner fans I'm sure were disappointed, but Villanova, I thought, just had one of those moments in college basketball where they weren't going to be denied.
Well, you know, you say one of those moments, and to talk about the matchup tonight, it is there a scenario where you could see a Carolina blowout, or do you feel in the preview of this game that it's going to be a close, dogged game?
Well, I think that the pressure of the moment always surprises me when it comes to individuals who either step up to it or really allow the pressure out of the gates to stifle them. I think the depth of the Heels is an edge. I look for it to be a competitive first half for sure, but I think that the interior presence will eventually wear this team down, the Villanova Wildcats down. But I'm a biased individual, right? So it's hard for me to take my rose-colored glasses off when it comes to looking at the matchup and not see the Tar Heels being the favorite.
One more before we let you run, keep you somewhat on schedule here, but I'd be remiss if we didn't take a veteran of the NBA locker rooms and wars like you and ask you this question. I'm sure you're up to speed on the D'Angelo Russell, Nick Young situation. Quite a mess out there with the Lakers. How does D'Angelo Russell recover from this beyond the Lakers trading Nick Young? What really happens here, and what really is going on in that locker room as far as a freeze out, a not freeze out? Give us some insight on what we could expect is actually going on in a locker room with a situation as touchy as that.
Well, I get to show up on Wednesday night to the game against Utah, and I'm interested in taking in the environment, taking in the final game in the season to get a sense of the direction this team is going in. I'm excited also because Kobe Bryant will be celebrated, which will be his last game, which is hard to believe after 20 years. But I know he's spent the time with those young players. He's spent the time to not only get to know them, but to impart with them some wisdom on how to maybe string together a 20-year career themselves. And I know the three young players, D'Angelo Russell, Julius Randle, Jordan Clarkson, they are the future of this team, and I really believe that as they go into their off season, they'll figure out how to get better individually and how to get better collectively in all areas on and off the floor.
Well said. Rick, before we let you go, man, real quick, the $4 for $4 deal at Wendy's. Talk about that new item on the menu and how Wendy's on April 4th is celebrating the number 4, and they're having a great number 44, and yourself do just that.
Well, yeah. Well, I appreciate that because I'm a fan of the 4s, but Wendy's also is a bigger fan in that they here are giving the fans an opportunity to create a meal on their 4 for $4 meal plan that won't break your wallet. And if you're a fan of the crispy chicken BLT, Wendy's is adding it to the 4x4 meal. And so for me, that's what I'm getting into today for sure. Going forward, I hope you guys tune in and not only watch the game, but get out there and celebrate it with Wendy's as well. We're going to be eating and celebrating the Tar Heels over here for me.
We sure will. Rick, thanks so much for a few minutes. Really appreciate it. We're going to keep you on schedule. We know you got a lot of ground to cover, not much time to do it. We'd love to do it again with you down the line. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, guys.
You got it. Bye-bye now. Rick Fox, former North Carolina Tar Heel great and longtime NBA vet, one of his stops, including the Lakers.
Yep.
On the other side, Bob, we'll dive into our preview of the national finals in the men's NCAA college basketball tournament. That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707, 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063.
800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss of my whole career.
Really?
Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard?
Big joke. Big joke.
Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people.
Well, there goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer.
What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. Very nice the way Rick danced around that NBA question there, my friend.
Yeah, I thought I asked the pointed as well and
yeah,
direct
it.
Question in a very tactful way, but his answer was even more tactful. And he did a great job of dancing around it and, well, in essence, giving us nothing there.
I mean, look, it's a difficult situation for those guys in that, you know, Rick has a relationship with the Lakers still. I'm sure he's privy to some of the stuff that goes on in the locker room. But, you know, again, it's a franchise in transition. And, you know, he might not have the answer as to how you repair that. And what do? You say, well, you know, the kid will never be able to get it back. You got to get rid of him. He's the future of their franchise, or one of the futures of their franchise. He mentioned the three guys. And they have to hope they can repair the rift and move on from there.
Yeah, time heals all wounds, Bob, and it's something we'll continue to explore. But, you know, a tactful answer. And he knew we were up against the clock, so he knew there'd be no follow-up. So a very good job by Rick Fox. He gave us also a nice preview of the national finals, and he gave us a good recap of his take of the two final four matchups from NRG Stadium in Houston. But let's dive into our national finals matchup between the lone remaining number one seed in the tournament, North Carolina, and a number two seed in Villanova. These two teams have played the best ball of any two teams in this tournament from top to tail. And, you know, Villanova obviously has been the most dominant team in this tournament from beginning to end. The team that's been the second most dominant team in this tournament from beginning to end has been North Carolina. And they've played terrific ball all the way through, really save for a first half against Florida Gulf Coast. After that very even first half where they let Florida Gulf Coast stay right in it, I think it was a one-point game at halftime, from there they have really stepped on the neck of every opponent. And they have dominated this tournament in a way that's only matched and surpassed by the Villanova Wildcats.
Yeah, it's a fair synopsis. I think the two best at this point are meeting up against one another. And the contrast in styles is going to make for an interesting basketball game. I mean, obviously, Rick leaning towards Carolina, and he, as he said, the rose-colored glasses, more accurate would be the powder blue-colored glasses, but reality is, I look at the talent level on both teams. I see an edge for Carolina. I look at the pedigree of the coaches. I see an edge for Carolina. Not much, but a little bit of an edge. But when I look at what's gone on in this tournament, Villanova has played a hair better than North Carolina. That gives them a little bit of a confidence boost going in. I just don't know, Joe, that they have enough talent to get it done. The shooting has just been off the hook for them the entire tournament. They've only had one game where they shot below 60%.
And that was against Kansas, and they found a way to win that one with defense and scrappiness and really control a game that, despite, you know, what some people say, was not suited, was not best suited for their talents, and they won anyway.
And with that being said, I've been back and forth on this the whole weekend. I'm liking North Carolina. I agree with Rick. I think it's going to be close through half and probably 5 to 7 minutes into the second half. But I think Carolina will slowly pull away and end up with a 7 to 10 point victory.
All right. That's an interesting take on this game. I look at this matchup, and again, we've talked about it. The teams playing the two best brands of basketball this entire tournament match up at the end in the national finals. And you spotlighted the difference in talent, and I think that's a good point. You know, at the end of the day, talent usually rules out. And it's not as though this is a North Carolina team that is one of these super talented teams, but they're all freshmen. This is upperclassmen talent, and a lot of them are going to the NBA. You know, Bryce Johnson's going to be a lottery pick. Marcus Paige is going to the NBA. When his time comes, Joel Berry will be going to the NBA. Justin Jackson is also going to go to the NBA. Isaiah Hicks. You know, there's a handful of guys on this North Carolina roster that when they're done at North Carolina, some are going to be first-round picks, some are going to have to work at it via the NBDL or being a second-round draft pick and making it through summer league. But there's a handful of NBA players on this roster. When you look at Villanova, they're a very talented college basketball team. There's no first-round draft picks on that roster. So you're right. The edge in talent goes to North Carolina. But it's not one of those where it's a bunch of super talented McDonald's All-American freshmen that are all getting ready to move on to the NBA next year as underclassmen against a veteran group that's played together. This is a veteran group at North Carolina that is just a little more talented than the veteran group of Villanova. And I think that's going to be very telling in this one. The interior advantage. Again, Villanova's not bad on the interior, led by Daniel Ochefu and Darryl Reynolds. But they're not nearly as good as Bryce Johnson, Kennedy Meeks, Isaiah Hicks, Joel James. So North Carolina's going to have that advantage on the interior. They're going to play inside out. And if they can get enough threes to fall, they'll win this game. For Villanova, again, you talked about it last hour. Can we really expect them to shoot 70% from three? Probably not. Not the way North Carolina's played defense for much of this tournament. And it's just natural that teams don't continue to shoot 70% from the field in back-to-back games in a Final Four setting. That said, you know, they come back to earth with their shooting a little bit. They're not going to have an advantage on the interior scoring-wise like they did against Oklahoma. And you're not going to have to see anybody double-team Daniel Ochefu in the post because of the weapons North Carolina has on the offensive and defensive end. That'll make things a little harder on the Villanova perimeter players as far as finding, you know, easy opportunities to drive to the lane, which will allow kickouts and open threes. It's going to be a tougher battle for Villanova on their offensive end for a number of reasons. Carolina's played great defense in this tournament. They're not going to have to double-team Ochefu, which really was pivotal when you looked at how it opened things up for Villanova. So things aren't going to be as open for those Villanova Wildcats perimeter players. And I think as a result, they come back to earth shooting-wise. When I say come back to earth, I just mean they're not going to shoot 70%. And I think when it's all said and done, the superior talent of Carolina ends up, you know, being the difference. I think this game is close throughout, though. I think the scrappiness of Villanova, their ability of their guards to score in a number of different ways, they're not married to the three. If the three's not going, they're okay. The fact that if the game ends up being an ugly game and it ends up becoming a defensive battle, they can win that type of game too against elite competition, and they've shown that. Their versatility will serve them well, and it will keep them in this game throughout. I just think the ability and the waves of people that Carolina can throw at Villanova in the post is going to be a huge factor, whether Reynolds and Ochefu get into foul trouble or just there's no advantage for them to exploit down there. It's going to have an impact on the perimeter game of Villanova. So well, I think when you're all said and done, I like Carolina to win a very close game in the final couple of minutes and give us that great Final Four game that we've been waiting for since Saturday evening.
Yep, the only difference you and I have in this game is I can just see them pulling away earlier. But, you know, you raised a point about the inside-outside of Villanova. And, you know, one aspect of it, I can see Nova getting frustrated after a certain point and start to rely on the three-point shot. They haven't done it in this season, but if they start to get dominated on the inside a little bit, I can certainly see it progressing more and more to the outside. And if that happens, they're going to have to hit the kind of percentage that they've been hitting all tournament. I just don't think that's doable against this North Carolina team.
Well, necessity may dictate that. If Ochefu gets in foul trouble, you know, Darryl Reynolds is not a factor on the offensive end.
Right.
Daniel Ochefu's the interior factor on the offensive end amongst their bigs. Then it may be necessary to become a perimeter-oriented team, and that will not bode well for Villanova. We'll pick this up on the other side, quickly wrap up our picks, and then roll into NFL and Major League Baseball before we take you home on this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. No flipping.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844, 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
We'll be right back.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I'll be back here tomorrow night at 8:30 for the dough. Cash. But don't try to run away or pull any tricks like that, because I'll be keeping an eye on things pretty close.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 at Span 56, at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. And we're giving you our take on the championship game. We're both kind of leaning in the same direction, just different ways. And, you know, I just see a little more separation than you do, and that's really what it comes down to. And I raised the question to you, can you see it becoming an outside-in game for Villanova? And you talked about the foul trouble possibilities and lack of size sometimes inside, and you could see that happening.
Oh, I distinctly could see it happening. Obviously, with Carolina, they can throw four bigs at you, whether it be Bryce Johnson, whether it be Isaiah Hicks, whether it be Kennedy Meeks, or even Joel James, who you don't see all the time. You know, while Villanova, as far as scoring from their bigs, it starts and ends with Daniel Ochefu. You know, after that, you got Darryl Reynolds, but he's more of a – he's not a factor on the offensive end, and they're not going to post him and run any plays for him. So if Ochefu gets in foul trouble, they won't have a big to play a little inside-out. And I think the inside-out play in the early part of the Villanova-Oklahoma game ended up looming large as – huge gaps were open and available to the Villanova perimeter players to drive the basketball. And whether it be drive and finish at the goal, whether it be drive and pull up for teardrops and mid-range shots, or whether it be drive and kick to guys wide open on the perimeter for standstill, spot-up, easy threes. And if Ochefu gets in foul trouble, that opportunity won't be there
yep.
for Villanova. And the way North Carolina's played defense, there's not going to be easy looks for Villanova on the perimeter, and as a result, they may struggle to get their deep shot down. The saving grace for Villanova, what I think keeps it close all the way through, they've shown you in this tournament a number of ways that they can win the basketball game. So that'll loom large and bode well for them. That, number one. Number two, all year long, and I've talked about this a lot, they're a volume-shooting three team. They just need enough of them to fall. It's not about shooting them necessarily at a great percentage. So even if they don't get great looks, they'll keep firing them up, get enough to keep teams honest and keep themselves in the game. And remember, the team they're matching up with doesn't shoot the three particularly well by any stretch of the imagination. And if they don't get a few of them to fall early, unlike against Syracuse, you know, North Carolina could be in some trouble. But that said, to kind of wrap this up, I think this one, and I really thought the OU Villanova had the chance to be the classic on Saturday yep. night, and boy, was it not. The North Carolina Syracuse second semifinal, that was about what I expected. Two teams familiar with each other, you know, the difference in talent, clear advantages that Carolina could exploit. You know, watching Villanova play throughout this tournament leads me to believe that this one has the potential to be a classic matchup and give us one of those fantastic finishes that almost every Final Four gives us. We haven't had one of those yet, and we didn't get it on Saturday. Maybe we get it tonight. I think it's going to be a very, very close game. I ultimately think Carolina's advantage on the interior and their overall wealth of talent will prove just a little bit too much for Jay Wright's Villanova Wildcats in what I think will be a great game.
You know, I could certainly see it breaking down that way. I'm kind of leaning in the other direction just on the fact that I do think the athleticism and the overall talent will weigh out. I think they have just a little bit more. I also think, and you raised a good point about the threes with North Carolina, I think at the beginning of the game, they look to exploit that size advantage. If it is effective, and it could create a little foul issue with Villanova, or they could just take it on the inside and score relatively easily, as Villanova starts collapsing down to try to help the bigs, that's going to open it up for North Carolina. I see a little more separation than you do, but we both see North Carolina winning this basketball game.
Yep, that's fair analysis, and, you know, we'll talk about it. We'll recap it tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of the Spano and Black Attack, because sometime around 11:30 p.m. Eastern time, one of these two teams will be cutting down the nets as the champions of the men's college basketball world.
Indeed.
1-800-878-PLAY if you want to join the fray. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. It's the toll-free number to hang out with us here on The Attack. If you prefer Twitters, I know many of you do, at Span56, at BobBlack71, at SportsByLineUSA. Let's switch gears a little bit, Bob. We've spent this entire show on college basketball. What do you say we jump? What do you say we jump to the NFL? Major League Baseball's opening day, or days as it were, are unfurling before us, so we can pick up steam with that tomorrow. Let's talk the NFL, and let's get into the latest, or not latest, on Colin Kaepernick heading from San Francisco to Denver. I've read a lot of different things on this, everything from the framework of a deal has been figured out. It's just a matter of getting Kaepernick to agree to a reduced salary, which he's not interested in, and then getting the San Francisco 49ers to pay a piece of the salary to send Kaepernick to Denver, and for Denver to send back a mid-round pick. Then I've read other things that not only is framework not worked out, that notion is preposterous. So I'm kind of led to believe, and I alluded to it in the first hour, some pretty shoddy reporting here, and some guys with pretty good reputations as far as scoops and breaking news, their zeal to break that said news has led them to jump to conclusions that I just don't see there. You know, I went to one of my go-to guys, Mike Florio, who I trust implicitly. He keeps his ear very close to the ground. But he's one of these guys that doesn't always have to be first with the breaking story. He's right. Willing to take that step back a little bit and say, what's here? And it looks like they're not all that close. Maybe, just maybe, they've agreed on draft pick compensation. I know that San Francisco was holding out hard for a long time on a second-round pick. Denver's been holding out hard on a fourth-round pick. Now you say, why don't they meet in the middle? Well, that's simple. Denver doesn't own a third-round pick. Truth. So it's either a second or a fourth. Looks like it's going to be a fourth. Everything I hear is it will be a fourth. The real sticking point is we're going to give up a guy who in today's NFL, just one year, actually has a pretty cap-friendly contract, and we've already guaranteed it. So now we're going to give up on him and give him to you for just a fourth-round pick, and we're going to pay some of the money? That's become a huge sticking point, and everything I've been led to believe is it's not nearly as close between the two sides as has been reported. They will continue to negotiate back and forth, but it's not nearly as close as a lot of media sources have indicated, and there's a lot more work to do, whether it be if San Francisco pays, Denver would have to move up to a second-round pick, or if Denver pays, San Francisco gets the fourth, or if they can actually convince Kaepernick to take less money to move. I don't see that one happening because there's no interest in him doing that. But those are all the things that were some things that may need to happen in order for this to happen. So all indications are not as close as a lot of people would have you believe.
Well, that's why when I used the adjective in hour one, and unfortunately I didn't get to say the rest of it, it was the drama. There's no drama in the trade. The drama is media created. This has been going on since free agency started and even before, when they were talking about it, whether he was going to get cut, whether or not he was going to get traded, and all the other things involved. But the reality is, it is shoddy reporting. It is, we want to be first. All the indications I have, too, is that they're really not close. And all the scenarios that you just broached there, why would Colin Kaepernick take less money? Unless he really wanted to move. Well, he has no interest in moving in particular, other than the fact he'd get a fresh start. Reality is, he's going to get paid either way. So why would he go, oh, okay, I'm going to take less money? That flat out isn't going to happen. And then the compensation, as you talked about, look, if San Francisco screwed up by keeping a quarterback on the roster that they don't want over a squabble as to whether or not they're going to get a second-round pick or a fourth-round pick, then shame on them and pay the money. Denver, I mean, look, do they really want Colin Kaepernick that badly? Is he going to be the guy that slides in for Peyton Manning? I mean, I don't know the answer. It seems to me that they're not that passionate about it. Otherwise, the deal would have been done. And now, granted, they got blindsided by Brock Osweiler. But even at that, Osweiler is walking with an $18 million deal. If they were going to have to get close to that, and I think, what, were they offering about $13, $14 million on him?
$15
million. Yeah.
So, I mean, stop.
Right. So the money shouldn't be an issue. If they think Kaepernick's the guy, just get the deal done. Well, ultimately, the winner in this is Colin Kaepernick.
They're sticking to their guns as far as the dollars and cents. They have a valuation in mind for this rehabilitation project quarterback, and they're not going beyond that. Because, first of all, they got to clear cap space to bring him in. Let's be perfectly clear about that.
Right.
And
right.
They want to restructure less contracts and clear less cap space to bring Kaepernick in. They feel he's a $7 million number in this quarterback market, and John Elway will not waver from that figure. They feel the draft pick compensation would be justified at a fourth-round pick, and they seem unwilling to waver from that. That said, if they don't waver a little bit, they're not getting Colin Kaepernick, because here's the realities for the 49ers. We're not going to pay you $4 million of the $11 million to take him away from us and only give us a fourth-round pick. If you want us to pay some of the money, it's like making a trade in baseball. Well, we get better draft pick compensation. If we can't see that, we'll just keep him. All of a sudden, in today's world of football, Kaepernick's contract is real cap-friendly, number one. Number two, we got money to burn because we're so far under the cap that we can try and fix Kaepernick ourselves. And if after this 2016 season he doesn't look repairable to us, it's, again, a cap-friendly contract. All we got to do is cut him, and it costs us nothing.
Yep.
So San Francisco can just sit tight. Denver needs a capable starting quarterback, and they do not have one on the roster. So, but they seem to be sticking to their guns, and they're disciplined in their approach, and they know there's a couple of other options out there, whether it be Josh McCown, who will eventually be out there, or Brian Hoyer. So they may just say, you know what, we're going to sit tight. We have the gravitas of having won a Super Bowl, and we have Mark Sanchez on the roster. So we're going to stay committed to our value on Kaepernick and our draft pick compensation guide on Kaepernick. We're not deviating from that. If one of these other guys comes available to us, be it McCown, be it Hoyer, we'll move on them. If not, guess what? We're going to go in with Mark Sanchez as our starter, lean on our defense, and hope for the best, because fan base won't be too upset with us because we are the defending Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, but we'll be having a ring ceremony, and all the other teams won't. And ultimately, I think that's what it comes down to. I don't see a deal happening. I really don't. And you know something? If you're San Francisco and you're going to try to rehabilitate him on your own, you got the one-year window to do it. Doesn't cost you anything after the year. And who better to try to do it than the guy who actually needs this style of a quarterback to make his system work, in Chip Kelly?
Fair enough. I mean, you know, again, I think we're both in accord as things stand now, unless there's some seismic movement from the Denver Broncos, deal's not going to get struck. They'll go in other directions. If there's some shift by the Broncos, well, that's a different story. And it is a story we will continue to watch and see if it bears fruit for either side. But on the other side, we'll tie a bow around this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to stick around as we tie a bow around this Monday edition. So keep it where it is.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. I want to thank Rick Fox for coming on board this morning and hope you enjoyed this Monday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. You know, to just finish up with a little bit of Colin Kaepernick chat here, it's just, look, nobody, as the cut deadline passed, there's absolutely no way that Colin Kaepernick is going to take less money to go play with the Denver Broncos. And there's no way you leave $4 million, almost $5 million on the table. It's not going to happen. You got two guys playing poker, and the chip doesn't want to cooperate in the game. I mean, look. San Francisco made it clear last year that they didn't think he was in the future anymore. So they benched him. Now, granted, there were additional reasons, you know, as it turns out, how hurt he was and everything else. But management did a very poor job of handling somebody that they had committed a ton of money to previously. And then you turn on top of it, you now have a new coach in place who, like I said, I just think this is the perfect fit. If Colin Kaepernick is ever going to revive his career, and if Chip Kelly is ever going to revive his career, he's got the guy to do it. This is what he was missing in Philadelphia. And now they want to push him out the door? I understand why San Francisco's holding tight. They should. They absolutely should. Put him in there, let him play. And Denver, you got the good grace of having won the Super Bowl. They're going to stick to their guns. This deal, I would be amazed if it happens. Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. As I said, I want to thank Rick Fox for coming on, all of you guys for listening in, and, of course, my partner, Joe Spano. Stay tuned for all the terrific programming on the network for the rest of the day, and we'll talk at you again tomorrow on the Spano and Black Attack. Good day, everybody.